Lulu and the Duck in the Park by Hilary Mackay. Read by Gilly Bond. Chapter 1. Lulu and Melly. Lulu was famous for animals. Her famousness for animals was known throughout the whole neighbourhood. Animals mattered more to Lulu than anything else in the world. All animals, from the sponsored polar bear family that had been her best Christmas present, to the hairiest unwanted spider in the school cloakroom. Lulu loved them all. She was always rescuing and comforting and carrying animals home. Lulu might have been famous for other things, such as the way she ate apples, which left no apple at all, except the stalk and the pips. Or for jumping off swings, right at the highest point of the swing. Swing jumping was a bad and dangerous habit of Lulu's, which caused her many sore hands and banged knees. "Mad," said Lulu's cousin Melly when Lulu jumped off swings. It was usually Melly who hauled Lulu up after a swing jump and carried her bag while she hobbled home. "Mad! Bonkers! Don't do it!" Melly would say while Lulu inspected her new bruises. And she would nearly always add, "If you're going home now, can I come with you to see the animals?" Because whatever else Lulu did, it was her huge collection of animals that she was known for most of all.
"You know you can," Lulu would reply. "You always can. You know that."
Lulu and Melly were best friends, as well as cousins. Melly was famous for very long silences, sudden attacks of the giggles.